This is the Don and Mike Show.
You need to get something for your girlfriend?
Yes, and the reason I didn't get anything for this particular person, who shall remain nameless, is that she's not really the kind of person you think would be into Valentine's Day.
Sometimes the gift is really about the gesture, you know, like what it means instead of what it is.
You mean like a ham?
No, not like a ham.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, sure, boy. It's the Don and Mike Show, boy. Yeah, sure. Good. It's funny, right?
Right.
I think he misremembers.
Yeah.
What not?
What's the best thing about Valentine's Day, Regis?
I guess the word is anal.
Yeah. Oh. There's love in the air. Oh, before phone calls. Mike, what's the latest on that?
I am glad you asked, because let me tell you,
thing outside.
You would never, ever be able to even remotely guess what the circumstances were with that ambulance going to the chiropractor's office.
What was happening?
I know that every speculation, every thought I had was completely wrong. It could not have been more wrong. We're standing outside. Buzz and I are outside. Mm-hmm. The ambulance is outside. They bring a young woman out, and she is on. She's not unattractive, and she is on the gurney. She is on the stretcher, and the chiropractor is standing right next to her, you know, the guy that works next door.
Yeah, right.
And I said to Buzz, he appeared awfully casual.
Calm.
He's calm, and he's got a cup of coffee. Mm-hmm. And so they load her into the ambulance, and I've been to many, many chiropractors, and I simply could not resist the urge to just bust a little bit of balls, just a tiny little bit. And I said, you know how they put the electricity on you. I said, guess you turned up the voltage a little too much, huh, Doc? It was either that or say, hey, that looks like an adjustment gone bad. And he goes, he said something that was really flip along the lines of, well, I guess this is going to hurt business a little bit.
And he's
like low-key about it, and he's walking down the stairs, and I said, well, what happened? Mm-hmm. And this shocked me. I was very surprised. This is someone who works in his office.
Okay.
And this individual, this young lady, apparently is passing a kidney stone. And you know how painful that can be. And did you say something about her pressure was low?
Yeah,
or her pressure
was
high.
Crazy high blood pressure because of the pain.
So her blood pressure was through the roof, and that's why they called the ambulance.
Right.
But no wonder, you know, if he'd done one of those adjustments where he twists the neck and the neck doesn't come back, all of a sudden you've got Linda Blair, the exorcist, on your table.
He's doing a weird adjustment if she has kidney stones.
But it was somebody that worked in his office, so that's why.
It was
a brunette girl that worked in there.
With no offense to those guys with the ambulance there. They didn't look like were they trainees?
I'll tell you, it concerns me because you think of the ambulance as time being of the essence.
The reason that I felt comfortable in screaming at them, yelling at them, walking by, what are you guys doing, was because they were walking around with no urgency.
Yeah.
They had this gurney, and they were like looking at numbers and looking at cars.
Yeah.
And they give me the big thumbs up, big fans of the show.
And they got the address wrong, you know, but this is a confusing place anyway.
They had a hard time finding the address, and also I don't think there was a girl that drove the ambulance, and she wasn't real good at driving it. She was having it a hard time making it go forward instead of backward.
Really?
She couldn't find her gear.
Find your gear. So I wish the very best to the young lady who really was.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've been there, right, with the kidney stones?
Christ, I wish nothing but good things for her. That's awful.
Yeah, and when they have to take the ambulance and with the whole blood pressure, we'll check on her. Hope she's doing all right.
Yeah.
Really. I mean, that was... but he looks so low-key.
No, why do you say that? No, we won't.
I will. I'll go next door and say, find out, you know, like later in the week or maybe at the beginning of next week. I'll say, did she, you know, did everything pass okay?
I'll go check.
Excuse me.
I believe he'll do it.
No. You're not allowed. I'll do it.
Okay. Can I go with you?
I'll do it tomorrow.
You will still forget tomorrow.
I'll do it tomorrow.
This is not me about you thinking that you would forget. This is about there's a young woman involved.
Oh, it's a guarantee that you would do it. But you know, I've been challenged now. My
thoughtfulness. Of course he would. As soon as Buzz sees a woman on a stretcher.
Oh, man.
That's like an invitation.
It's the perfect date.
But my thoughtfulness has once again been challenged, and I will go over there tomorrow. And maybe I'll bring something.
No, you won't.
All right.
11 roses.
Thank you.
No, you.
You're probably right.
No, you won't. Make them a dinner. But he will.
Yeah, I'll go.
You know what? I'll make them something. I'll bake something.
As a matter of fact.
I will bake something.
I want to say something, and I want you to just Turn your stuff off, Buzz.
Okay.
So you can't
all
hear.
All right. Sorry. All right.
Seriously, I bet you $50 that he goes over there before the end of today's show.
Just as an excuse to go in there? Yeah.
Yes, because you know him.
Yeah, I know.
The cocksmith, he can't help himself.
They've got a rather significant amount of women flesh over there.
All right,
the
Buzz, come on, rejoin the show.
No problem at all.
Rejoin the show.
All right, Buzz, you're the man for that. You're the man for that job.
I said nothing about you that was disparaging.
No.
It was just a little something.
You
I had
go
to
over
say.
There and find out, and you'll give us a progress report.
You bet I will.
Very good.
Yeah, see.
All right.
You bet he will.
Of course he will.
You know what that's like a hunting dog.
Yeah. You know, I really do fly into the building, and then I fly out of the building
we
at night.
Do.
Buzz will get an adjustment.
I almost hit Don the other night. I was trying to get out of the parking lot so fast.
You know, our parking lot has got some weird angles to it.
Totally weird angles.
It looks real easy.
Look,
effed up parking lot.
I swear to God, I'm not racing with you.
Right.
But you do like being the first one to leave.
It freaks me out if I'm not. It freaks me out. But you know what? Both of you guys, you and Buzz, once we get out there on the highways and byways, most of the time you guys wax me.
Yeah.
Especially, did you know, Buzz, seriously, the other night during the ice storm that you were tailgating me? Were you aware of the fact that you were tailgating me?
Oh, I was not. No, I had, I think, more distance than you realized.
Oh,
I'm very
God,
careful
you,
about
this. I didn't
distance.
Know it was you until you got by me, and I'm like, this is ice. If there had been an icy patch, you would have gone right into the back of my car. You would have rear-ended me. Maybe. You really, it's not that I haven't wanted that for years.
I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
That's right.
Anal.
But with you, I did kind of almost run you down the other night in the parking lot.
A little bit.
You were, you know, you had the lights on, and I was like, do I wait? He looks like really, you know, it's one of those rare moments he's ahead of me right now.
It was
now.
The ice storm, and I had gone out to turn on the defroster and stuff.
Yeah.
So as I got into my car, I'm not in a race. I'm just sitting there, and all of a sudden I notice Mike is like, okay, strap in. You know, power to turbine to engines.
Get
Batman,
we're
ready to roll out.
Right. And I also hog the best parking space. I mean, I get here first.
And that is
the truth also, and a lot of people don't really. I do get here. No, I'm the first person here almost every day.
Right.
Every day at 11 o'clock.
First in,
Rob,
first
you
out.
Know I'm the first. Rob, you're here a lot early, too. But, I mean, I'm here most times. Yeah, I'm first.
Time, Mike used to be last. Now he's first. Be proud of that. Really, seriously.
I am first. And there is a spot that's reserved for the from the other radio station that said, what does it say?
Employee of the Month.
Employee of the Month parks here. And there has been a lady in a Mercedes that goes to the chiropractor that's been bogarting that space.
That bitch.
And, man, that just pisses me off.
That bitch!
Did technically
you just say that,
isn't,
Buzz?
I did.
Isn't that our parking space?
It
you know
is.
What? It seems to me that somebody needs to be fed around here.
What do you mean?
I know.
I'm talking about him.
Oh, this guy? Well, he's always like that.
No.
You think more than normal?
Maybe it's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
You haven't been chewing that Viagra, have you, before the show again?
Not today. No,
but
not,
he was,
not
see,
yet.
You know, a lot of times people think that we don't hear what he says. Trust me. I hear it many times. We just barrel through because I love that part of Buzz that he's there and he says stuff and it's just there, but it was that bitch, you know, which really was, that's another woman that I'm interested in.
Well, wait till the weather warms up and a lot of women around here start going into season.
God, I can't wait. Can't wait till she's on a gurney.
Yeah, you should see him when he's looking at the condo next door. You know, it's insane. I mean, he takes it to a whole new level. He's like,
I know.
Wow.
He keeps praying that the stewardesses will live there.
Sixth floor down, there's movement. We're all like that. It's very pathetic when we're standing outside.
Yes, but I brought the ladder.
We've got the abandoned condo from the movie Hostel right next door to us. And occasionally there will be a young lady in the window talking on the phone or something. And we just sit up there, and stare.
And talk to her, you know, in
yeah,
a low voice.
We have conversations
hey,
with
baby.
Her. This doesn't happen often enough, though.
Just look.
Yeah.
Just look.
Nothing better to do.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, and Mike. We're all here.
Hey, just wanted to correct you. The monologue
you.
That
I love being corrected. Thank you. You know I love that, but please go
well,
ahead.
Well, consider it done. He just wanted to correct you. Consider it done. He corrected
the,
do that.
You can't say the word,
even in pig Latin,
you can't say it.
Sorry about that.
And I believe that I've already said that, yeah, it's possible that it's part of the context of the word, but there is not an actual play called
Cedar. No, it's not the play. The vagina monologues have all, a whole bunch of different monologues.
Hey, dude, you know when you can call and do stuff like this? On June 1st when I'm gone. A lot of people ask me why I'm leaving.
No, a lot
of the reason I'm leaving is guys like you. I'm so tired of being second guessed. It's like, throw a pitch that's a perfect strike, And someone's got to call and say, you know what? The velocity was off just slightly. Stop correcting me, you dick. I'm right, you're wrong. And if you can't deal with it, call on June 1st, because then I'll be gone. Or just hang up, like the dickweed that you are.
That's what he did.
Thanks a pant load.
What?
Don't leave those leftover calls. You're inviting him to call. You think I want to deal with that scumbag? No.
Well, he only wanted to yell at me. He didn't want to yell at you.
Just because my middle name is Alimony doesn't mean that I want to talk to that guy after June 1st either.
He didn't want to Christ talk sake, to you. He just wanted to give me a hard time. Another one of those, hey, Don, I just want to say. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm more saying, you know, that's the little evil secret they don't realize.
Just want to correct you on something.
But they don't know, and you know this is true. I'm more sensitive about that than you are. So if he really wants to come back and get yelled at,
he'll see.
You know, let him try it. Let him try it.
Listen, the point is, she was trying to make a joke. Hanoi Jane,
do you know, seriously,
trying to make a joke
after June 1st? You know what those calls are going to sound like?
What?
This is literally, and I want our listeners to be familiar with this because they're going to hear it a lot. I mean, I know they're going to hear it a lot, especially in the early days, as you know, as we get our sea legs. You're going to hear this. Hey, Mike. Hey, thanks for calling. Hey, I just wanted to tell you, okay, thanks for the call. And it'll sound like there's a bit of an abbreviation in the middle of it, but hey, Mike, that one time when you... I agree. Thank you for calling. That's exactly how that's going to sound.
Oh, you'll edit that stuff out?
You have absolutely. Button, yeah, there'll be no... I'll have no time for them. You know, when I was fighting them with you, it was okay to... You know, you and I would like the good row, and once in a while, maybe, but no, it'll be... Hey, you know, I really like the show, but thank you very much.
I'm kidding about that. That's not why I'm leaving. Please don't say that. Think that's true. Although, that is a small part of it. You know, when did this medium become one that, I understand that we stand up here, Mike and I both, and we bust people's balls.
We do.
But what you pea brains out there don't get is that for every time Mike and I make fun of some celebrity or some person, we have said things about ourselves 1 million times over worse. We are the biggest idiots on the planet. So when you think you've got something, like, hey, Don, ooh, I got to correct you on something, or like that douchebag from last week about the New England Patriots and taping.
Oh, God.
I don't know when our medium became one. I do not want to be a part of radio where you're a disc jockey and you say something, and every guy with only one pubic hair calls up and wants to verbally spar with you.
Challenge it.
Because you can only come up with so many classy, funny ways to tell a guy,
you know,
just piss off.
Last week, it was, or maybe it was this week, Buzz and I were talking, and Buzz had the best analogy in the world.
I've always believed this.
This is the truest thing, and I you articulated it better than I
did. You guys are like Sheriff Marshall Dillon in Dodge City, and almost every day, without fail, some young gunslinger comes to town thinking he can take you on, thinking he can take you down, and it never works. He always gets carried out on a stretcher, but still they come. Every day, a new gunslinger comes
and
along.
And it must be my persona, because I'm a naturally confident person, which a lot of people take as arrogance, as being egotistical. Yes, I am. I say I'm always right. Obviously, I'm not always right. On this case, I'm right. But generally speaking, come on. Just get off my ass.
And that's the difference between the two of us. I would never admit that obviously I am wrong sometimes. Because really, this is the honest truth. To the best of my knowledge, I do not remember when I've ever really been wrong. I'm sorry. I just thought I'd say that. It's the truth.
I'm not going to challenge it.
It's the God's honor. Well, you better not. But that is so great. With the Buzz said that to me, the Dillons and the kid, and the kids ride into town, mm-hmm. and it's like what was that Young Guns or the one with Gene Hackman and Sharon Stone?
And please,
look, and then bam, then they're dead, and then we put them in the casket. We lean them up in front of the mercantile.
The Quick and the Dead, the Young and the Dead. Is that what it is?
One of those.
I don't want to come off on my last days here doing the show sounding like Mr. Super Prick. I'm the most flawed person in this room.
I disagree.
I do agree, Mike. I'm just patronizing. But, no, seriously. I'm as flawed as they come. Please. But doing a live radio show, talking about stuff off the cuff, that's where it gets to be a pisser. Mm-hmm. I mean, seriously, where you want to reach through and just grab somebody by the throat and say,
you do. You really, know, really do. And, you know, and these people have their little rehearsal time, and they can hunt and peck and just, you know, and yeah, okay, you might say, well, that comes with the territory. No, really, you have to realize that on most radio programs that you listen to, you are dealing with a far more extensive screening process before a caller will even get on the air. And then most of the time, you know, good, bad, or ugly, we take you, we take the calls, and we spar with you. And you probably get that, and you like that. But the fact is, you know, we both hate it. We both hate it with a passion.
It's
and you
tiring.
Know what? Really, it ain't going to happen. Because, you know what, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm really not going to deal with it.
As Don said before, you wouldn't do this with a television. You don't call up a television show, and usually
no,
most people
Buzz,
don't.
And here's the other side of that. Right. The great thing is that radio is such a great medium that I love so much. Mm-hmm. You do have that one-on-one. It's just, I don't know when it became, you know, every little punk ass out there that's got a wild hair wants to call. Mm-hmm. I mean, listen, if you want to call and just say something like, hey, you know, you might be wrong about this. It's like, correction. Hold on. Here's the correction that should have been made. Your dad should have used the other hole.
We're the victims of our own accessibility. Uh-huh. And this show, would you not agree, one of the most accessible shows in radio.
Sure.
And that's what happens. And,
I hope you get
these guys that are wannabes. Look, they would love to be doing what we're doing. And 99.9% of the people that call in with an agenda, with a criticism, with a bus balls call, they'd love to be sitting where we're sitting, and that's inevitable. It really is.
I learned a long time ago, I really, really don't care. My rap will be if you go to message boards or whatever, Don is mean, Don hates everybody, Don tells everybody to shut up. No, you know what I do? I treat you people equally like I would if I met you on the street. And I got news for you. 99.9% of the people in this country are retarded. They are socially retarded. They can't do anything wrong. God knows the last thing they should be doing is calling a radio show.
And you know what kind of thing I'm going to miss saying after you make a statement like
what's
that?
What's wrong with calling them out on being
nothing stupid? You have to.
You know what I'm going to miss doing on this show?
What?
Is when you'll say something like this, and then I follow it up with, and you know, statistics would bear you out. Statistics would show that you're right about that.
Just common sense, Mike. Just common sense. All you little punks, come visit me at my lemonade stand on the boardwalk. Let's take it up there.
Donnie's Lemonade.
Let's take it up there. Take it up to the fat man.
The fat man.
No, I kid. I kid. I'll probably miss it. No, I won't. Not that part.
Rob, you're keeping track, though, right?
Oh, yeah. I'll miss all of this. Okay. Keeping track of what?
Just another day where you mentioned it. That's all.
I'm allowed to. It is part of my life.
Yes.
I mean, I'm going through a weird time now where, like, I'm going through my house and realizing, okay, what's going to be moving to the beach with me? What's going to be going out of this room? And I'm realizing it's all happening, like, within, you know, a couple of months. So it's very exciting.
A couple of months?
Very exciting. And I hope, like, when the movers come over, that this doesn't transfer to my off-air life. That if I say, okay, pick up that box, that goes, hey, I just want to correct you on something. Technically, that is called, what's the thing that you put, the tall thing that you
wardrobe.
Put? A wardrobe. Mm-hmm. That's it. Technically, that's a wardrobe. That's
I don't
really
mind,
a box.
Really, when you say that to a caller like that, wait till June 1st. Here's what I'd like you to do.
Yeah.
I would like you to say, when we get, like, a really great caller, just to balance things out, go, hey, don't forget, call again June 1st. Just to balance things out a little bit.
As soon as we get that call, I'll be glad.
As soon as that one comes in.
I'll be glad to.
Yeah, I'll keep my fingers crossed.
All right. Anywho, let's see what else is going on here. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, can I talk to Don and Mike?
We're right here, my friend. You're another one of the great unwashed, the great unscreened. Hello.
Hey, I just was wondering, man, was there ever any question when you said you were going to be leaving that the show wasn't going to go on?
Yeah, there was a lot.
You bet your ass there
was a lot of.
Not even for a moment.
My God, yeah. Thank you, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey.
I like to tell Don.
Why don't you turn the radio down before you start, sir?
I'm right here. I'm ready for your correction.
Oh, no.
Hi there.
I can't wait till June 1st.
I know, because I'll be gone. Great. You'll really love the show then.
All right. I'm good. Love you.
Yeah, well, what can I say? Ow, is my nose bleeding? I just got tapped. That guy just punched me in the face.
Oh, boy, I tell you. They're just out there today, aren't they?
Hello.
Young Guns.
Don and Mike Show.
Marshal Don, you're always right.
Well, now listen.
Now, see, this would be the citizen that's wearing the little bowler hat, the little derby. This would be the guy that's just like the townsfolk.
Don't forget my
And I got
motto.
A limp.
I got a limp.
Thanks, Jester.
You got a hitch in your giddy up.
Giddy up.
Don't forget, I like me sycophants. So come on, join my happy band of sycophants.
Sycophants. Sycophants.
Insecure sycophants. Come on, gather around.
Yeehaw.
Please. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don and Mike? There's another gunslinger outside of the saloon. He's looking for you.
Yeah, it's too late. He's on the 310 to Dewey.
I want to read my card. Here's what I got in my life. I got my wife's card. It's hilarious.
All right.
It's got a little crab on the front of the card, and it's sand, and it says, sex on the beach would be a nice way to celebrate Valentine's Day. Uh-huh. Ready? And then you open it up. It's a picture of the beach, and it says, cut here, place on bed.
Okay.
Well, you know, that was such a great setup.
What did you ask me to do? Please call back on June 1st.
Oh!
He's a good call.
Yeah. Oh, great call.
He's a great
yeah.
call. He's
okay. Call. This guess I shouldn't have asked.
Let's break, huh?
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's break. Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.